Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about how to simplify your life. And I was thinking just about the fact that I've sort of realized that what I have here is just a whole list of maxims that have been very much a part of my own life. And of course, none of us knows that we're going to be here tomorrow. One of these days, this tongue of mine is going to be silent. And who knows whether I'm going to do more programs or what? I never have any way of knowing that. And so I just thought, well, I would like to leave with folks just some of the things which have helped to simplify my life. And my next one, which is for today, is Give It to Jesus. There's a little poem whose author doesn't seem to be given. It says, "Here I hold within my trembling hand this will of mine, a thing which seemeth small. And only thou, O Christ, canst understand how when I yield thee this, I yield mine all. It hath been wet with tears and stained with sighs, clenched in my grasp till beauty it hath none. Now from thy footstool where it prostrate lies, the prayer ascendeth, let thy will be done." So when I say give it to Jesus, the first thing that we must give to Jesus is our will. You can give him everything and name them one by one, whatever it may be right now that he may be speaking to you about that you need to give to him. But I think the best place to start is with the will. Remember that God has given each of us two faculties. One is the will, and the other is the emotions. Of course, he's given us other faculties as well, but these are two which seem to be often in contradiction. We women particularly, I guess, are much more prone to go by our emotions. But emotions should be subject to the will, because it is the will that chooses. And the emotions are very undependable. They're extremely volatile. We may feel good one minute and feel terrible the next minute. You know how it is. So I would ask, which one governs your life? Is it the emotions or is it the will? And so this poet has put it into poetry by saying, "I hold within my trembling hand this will of mine, a thing which seemeth small." Have you given your will to Jesus Christ? I had a letter just today from a woman wanting to know why the Lord is not apparently willing to give her a husband. And I receive letters like this so often. What can I say to these women? I don't know that God is going to give them a husband. And of course, I've heard lots of people say to me, "Why would God give you three husbands when he's never even given me a date?" Your desire for something which God has not given needs to be offered up to him. You need to learn to say, "Lord, I don't understand it. I wouldn't have asked for this, but I will give you my will, and I surrender myself." Again, I remind you of what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus was in an absolute agony, and he said, "If it is thy will, Father, let this cup pass from me." And it says that he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Being human, it was not easy. It was not a simple thing for him to surrender his will to the Father. But his will took over and said, if it is not possible, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Are you ready to give it to Jesus? Clenched in my grasp till beauty it hath none, now from thy footstool where it prostrate lies, the prayer ascendeth. Let thy will be done. I was talking with a woman in Europe one day, and she was telling me of a terribly wrong attitude that she had. She said, I'm very happily married to my husband. She said, I have absolutely no reason to think that he's ever been interested in any other woman. But she said, you know, Elizabeth, I cannot stand to see him talking with other women. If we're at a party someplace or if we're in church and I see him across the room talking with other women, she said, I am filled with jealousy. What can I do? What could I tell her? I said, give it to Jesus. She said, what do you mean? Well, I said, this is a feeling. You have told me that you do not think that he is in any way interested in these other women. It's an irrational feeling. But nevertheless, it's absolutely ruining your life. It's ruining your feelings about your husband. Just give it to Jesus. Well, I don't know if I can do that, she said. I don't know how to do that. So I gave her a simple suggestion, something which has been very helpful to me. I said, because I am not a person who floats around up in the atmosphere, the clouds, the ethereal heavens, but I am very, very much of the earth, earthy. And I suppose you radio listeners have had plenty of reason to realize that that is the truth about me. I am very down to earth, and I need all the help I can get. And so I wanted to share with this woman the help that the Lord had given me when I found myself quite upset by my daughter's announcement that she was expecting number 5. Now, don't get me wrong. I was delighted that Val was going to have another baby, but I thought it was a little soon. And I felt very upset for her because she was burdened with 4 children. She was homeschooling. She was the wife of a pastor. She had a great many things on her plate, and I just thought it would have been much nicer if she could have gone another year or two without having another baby. Well, after she and her husband had come into my bedroom at 5 o'clock in the morning to give me this very exciting piece of news, I was not feeling happy about it. And I realized, because I'm sure the Holy Spirit of God spoke to me and reminded me, that this was none of my business. A good thing for mothers-in-law and the mothers of married children to remember. It is not my business. But I still felt awful about it. And it was then, I believe, that the Lord simply reminded me that what I needed to do was to give my feelings to Him. Well, how do you do that? Well, this is what I told my friend in Europe. I said, maybe you could try what I did on that occasion. Just simply get down on your knees. Literally put that jealousy into your hands, as it were. Lift your hands up to God and say, Lord, I can't handle this, but you can. Please help me. And you know what happened to me? God completely released me of my feelings that my poor daughter was overburdened and this should not have happened, and I wanted to tell my son-in-law, why don't you sleep in the backyard for a while? The Lord was saying, it's none of your business. Leave it with me. And so I gave it to Jesus. And this woman wrote me a letter from Europe after I got back to the States and said, Elizabeth, it worked. I gave it to Jesus. You can do that too. If there's something that is just making your life miserable, give it to Jesus. Last week, I was talking with a man named Ted Simonson, and he used exactly these same words. He was telling me about several things in his own life. He said, you just give it to Jesus. And he lifted up his hands as he said it. And as I say, I need all the help I can get, so physical gestures help. Get down on your knees, lift up your hands, speak out loud to the Lord, and say, Lord, here it is. A Frenchman named Jean-Nicolas Grou, in 1731 to 1803, those were his dates, wrote this. It is when the heavenly fire has departed and the soul is cool again that we discover the real quality of our will. It is when the heavenly fire has departed and the soul is cool again that we discover the real quality of our will. Will you give your will to Jesus? I'm sure that there are all sorts of things that my listeners are enduring right now which bother you. Aren't we all like that? We get upset, we get worried, we get bothered about things. We find ourselves losing sleep at night. But you know, God doesn't want us to lose sleep over things. He wants us to trust Him, trust and obey. And so you can give this to Jesus. You can just relinquish the thing which is weighing you down. In 1 Samuel 1:11, we read about Hannah, who had been praying desperately that the Lord would someday give her a baby. And she told the Lord that she would give that child to Him. And she kept her promise. It was a total offering of the self. God gave her the child, and she gave the child back to God. Quite literally, a total offering of herself, a sacrifice, and an oblation. And you know, all of the work that I do, my desk work, my kitchen work, everything else, is something that I can give to Jesus. These are all equally important in God's eyes, I believe. I cook, and I iron shirts, and I wash clothes, and I do things like that. And I think God is just as pleased with those as He is with what some people would call spiritual work. This is your opportunity to give it to Jesus.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.